Here we go. Okay, I am in Brevard. Am I in Brevard or Brevard. Am I in Titusville?
Titusville is in Brevard County.
Okay, I'm in Titusville, Brevard County at the SPCA sitting down with Susan and possibly Becky that'll pop in here. Well, we're not sure. Or maybe even Ann who's sitting behind me. I'm not sure. But I just, I met Becky at a tiny home festival this weekend. And then she was like telling me about you guys. And I'm like, heck yeah, I will show up. This is pretty awesome. So I want to give you some space to tell us about your nonprofit and what you guys do here and the awesome stuff that you're doing and highlight you. So take it away.
Well, hi there. And thank you for coming. We've had the most amazing afternoon. You've been here for a few hours and just staff and the dogs and even a couple cats. We've just had so much fun. So thank you for being here with
awesome.
Us.
I had a blast.
Oh, yeah. This has really been a nice break because we were worried that the week before Thanksgiving, sometimes it can be a little mundane. Mm-hmm. And this definitely made our afternoon much better.
Cool. I had a blast. That was the first time I've ever photographed dogs specifically or animals specifically for this purpose. Like, I've had them along with people, but never as the actual participants, I guess.
Yeah. Well, because and the pictures came out so great, we're going to definitely use them for marketing them if that's cool.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
We're excited about that. But so, yes, I am Susan. I am the associate director here at the SPCA of Brevard. I've been here for about 10 years. I started out as a volunteer, but that's a whole other story. And so we are the largest private animal welfare organization in Brevard County. We were the very first to become a no-kill organization back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so we typically adopt out and save about 2,600 animals every single year. It's a lot of fun. It's can be hard, but I wouldn't do anything else. And the team that we have here is dedicated every single day to saving lives. We get animals from all over the state of Florida. We have owner surrenders. And then even one of the dogs that we photographed today came from, was a hurricane refugee from Louisiana, I believe. Is that where Ida, for Jonathan?
For Jonathan was for Ida, correct.
So he came in from that. And so we were kind of known to try and take the animals that other shelters can't sometimes take, specifically medical cases and things like that, because we have some really cool in-house veterinarian care here and some awesome supporters that will help us make sure that we can take care of animals that are a little bit harder to take care of that other places might not be able to get that opportunity.
Wow. So how long has this been in this area?
We were founded in
1979. Okay.
I obviously haven't been involved that long.
Right. Is that the lady that's in the picture in the front?
No, actually, that's Erna. Okay. She donated the money to by our other building down the street, which is now our clinic. That used to be the clinic, the adoption center, everything else in there. Uh-huh. And then when we also built the building beside it, bought the building beside it, she helped, her money kind of helped with that too. And then when we bought this building, even though mm-hmm. she was the one that helped us purchase the other ones, we felt a good way to honor her was to bring her down here. Mm-hmm. And actually, some people around the building still see signs of her here and there.
Oh.
She kind of makes herself known around here. Pretty regularly, just nothing horrible, just playing with cats and making sure she knows that we know that she's still around.
Yeah.
But she's a great lady, and she's the reason why we were able to get that original building on Cheney Highway. So.
Wow, that is really cool. Can you tell some stories of like animal like successes or like just some fun stories like that you've seen come through here, like. I guess it's not probably deemed a success, but turnaround story.
They are. Well, I mean, I have one that's always my favorite that everybody laughs at me about because it's my dog, Gracie. Mm-hmm. She came in here about 4 years ago. She was a stray in Palm Beach County. We saw a picture of her on Facebook and we're just like, this dog has to be ours. She was scrawny. She was full of mange, not a bit of hair on her entire body. She looked like she had elephant trunk legs. It was just the saddest thing you'll ever see in your entire life. So we brought her in here, and my office was actually next door at this time. So she lived in my office. She was afraid of everything, just the most pitiful creature you'll ever see in your life. And people don't realize this, but mange is actually pretty easy to treat. Within 2 or 3 months, she looked like a brand new dog. She was brought all this red, beautiful fur on her, and she just came to life. She met a very good dog in this office here. His name was Gasper, who hated all other dogs, but ended up falling in love with her, and they became best friends. And one day when she was all completely healed, somebody came in to adopt her, and I was like, no. So she came home with me. And now since then, she attends all of our children's camps. She goes to nursing homes. She goes all around and helps people see why you should adopt and rescue a dog, because you might see something really sad and pitiful come in the door. But just a little bit of time and love and some good vet care, and it changes their life and their world. And so she's kind of like our little poster dog right now. Yeah. She goes all over the place and talks about, well, I talk about us, but she shows everybody what it's like to be an SPCA dog and the kind of care and compassion and love they get when they become an SPCA dog.
Wow. How do you not make every dog a dog that goes home with you?
It's really hard. It's very hard. Becky, for the first time ever, she's been with us for 14 years and adopted her first dog from us this past year.
Oh, that's some willpower. I did. I fostered a lot of dogs and cats. Mm-hmm. And then Molly came in one day. She was a stray. In Pasco County, and we brought her in, and she was incontinent. She had a urinary tract infection, and she had a really bad ear infection. She's got real bad hips as well, and she's just a really funny girl, and she's a senior, and she's feisty, and she makes me laugh, and she was our office dog for a while, and I couldn't part with her, and she was the one, so she came home with me.
Oh my God, that's awesome. So how does it work? Like, do you have staff here 24/7, or like, do you get calls during the day? Like, if there's strays or if they're like, where, how do you get animals?
Well, our staff is only here till 5 p.m. So we do have security and things like that, monitoring things in here so that if something were to happen, like fire alarms, things like that. But staff does leave at 5 p.m. They arrive at 8 a.m. And that's 7 days a week they're here. Even if we're not open during the hours, there is staff here during that time. We get animals a lot of different ways. Owner surrenders are big for us. We usually average about 100 a month, I would say, owner surrenders. We are a private shelter, so we don't have the county contract for taking in strays, things like that. But interesting thing about Brevard County is this county is 72 miles long. So it's a very long county. The only current animal control facility is in Melbourne, which is almost at the end of the county, not quite. But so a lot of people that find strays up here obviously don't want to drive all the way to Melbourne to surrender them. So we do have an animal control officer that comes into our building and stays at the front desk and accepts strays. So we do that as a courtesy so that the county doesn't have to, send people out all the time, or people don't have to drive all the way down. Mm-hmm. Our way of helping, though, is that when an animal comes in as a stray, they have to stay under the county's technical custody for 5 days before there can be either released to somebody else to adopt, or if they're not, or if they are picked up by their owners. So obviously we always hope that they are picked up by their owners, but that doesn't clearly happen all the time. So what we do, and this is a big part of Becky's job, is if we have space and if the stray is friendly, which almost always they are, we keep them here for the stray hold, and then we will adopt them out if we have the space. So that's our way of contributing to our county's animal control. And then of course we pull from them as well. Mm-hmm. They call us when they have cruelty cases or hoarding or things like that. Actually, Spark, one of the dogs you photographed today, mm-hmm. he came from a hoarding case. I remember I was sitting in a meeting, and I was like kind of in a fancy meeting, had like dry clean, only clothes on, heels, and we get a call from the animal control officer say, hey, we're going to this house. It has, I think there was 12 dogs or 10, something like that in there. Can you guys help us? So we happened to be like 15 minutes away in our vehicle. So we're like, yeah, let's come take a look. It was an interesting day. These dogs were living in this home with this one elderly woman. She had dementia. It was just got in over her head. And none of them had been on leash. None of them had been outside ever. The house was just, a really bad shape. So here I am, in heels being dragged down by dogs trying to pull me on a leash, trying to assist the officers. It was an interesting afternoon. We do have lots of those interesting afternoons. So they do come to us that way. And then also shelters all across the state of Florida, specifically panhandle type shelters, because that area of Florida is very rural and doesn't have a lot of resources. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the shelters and then the rescue workers that are volunteers for those shelters will reach out to Becky and ask them to help take animals. In fact, didn't we just get a transport in, or are we getting a transport in?
We just got a transport in from Levy County.
That's right, those four dogs that we were posted in. They're super cute dogs.
Yep.
So
how many
it's a constant rotation.
Yeah, 2,600. How many can you house at one time? Like dogs, like if you were full capacity, what would you have?
Here? Well, it kind of varies because we always have a large amount in foster care. Mm-hmm. But you know, on high end, like during kitten season, when we've blasted to the extreme and have tons of kittens in foster, we've had 450 animals in our care at one time.
Wow. Literally a kitten season.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Most places do. Actually, Florida has a longer kitten season. Cooler climates typically from like April till maybe September. We have it from March till November, December.
Okay.
Because cats can give birth in warmer climates much longer.
Right.
So we don't have as many right now. I think we're right under the 200 mark right now. We don't have as many in custody at the moment, but
200 total or 200 cats?
200 mark total. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. What are some of the biggest challenges that you guys face doing your job or doing your job successfully, or like what can so that's one question. And then what can the public do to help you, or the resources that you guys need to be successful?
Well, I mean, as a nonprofit, and you know this, funding is always your number one challenge. We're very fortunate and grateful to have several sources. You know, we have our two thrift stores, a clinic, and then the adoption center here. The adoption center does lose money every month because our goal here is to get animals into homes and to not make money here. So that's why the other branches of our organization are there to make the money, so we're able to do this. Mm-hmm. But, you know, obviously having things to help the animals out here in the shelter, we always need things like blankets and toys and treats and obviously food. Things like that are helpful. And we also help community pets. So we always keep a stock of pet food and things like that that we can give out to people in the community that might be struggling. Mm-hmm. So people, when they come in, they can obviously donate to us. That's a wonderful way to help. But adopting, and if you can't adopt, volunteer and foster. Those are two big things, so that maybe you can't permanently keep an animal, but you've got the holidays, you're going to be sitting around the house. Why not bring a shelter dog home for Christmas or for Thanksgiving? And that's a great way to help, A, get them out of the shelter, but also you can market them to your own private network with your friends at that time. And a lot of times people can find homes for these pets during that time. So there's tons of ways to help and get involved. Sometimes it's as little as bringing by shredded paper so that, you know, the puppies have pee pads. Or if, shredded paper is a big thing we need all the time. Or volunteering, coming in here, walking dogs, socializing cats, helping us with events. We have volunteer photographers that photograph our events. Mm-hmm. Whatever your talent is, I'm sure there's a way that we can find a way to match you up.
Yeah. What events do you hold throughout the year? Or do you do a couple, big ones or several ones each month?
We do little adoption events at our thrift store in Melbourne and things like that. We had to stop a lot of events with COVID, but we did our very first open house here since before COVID this weekend. It went really well, other than the fact that it rained a lot, but we had quite a few people here. We did free microchipping, pictures with Santa. We had quite a few adoptions, so it was a good day. But we also do a car show every year. And that's in October, and that one we finally were able to do this year. It was great. We do the Village Idiot, which is a pub in Cocoa Village, hosts an event for us every year in April, and this year it's going to be a fun run, so we're excited about that. And then kind of our signature event we do every year, which we haven't done since 2019, I'm so excited about. We are officially bringing it back in 2022. It's called Men on Fire, and it's firefighters, both men and women. They come. You should. It'll be in August, so maybe you should be back down here in August.
Well, I don't know if I can do August in Florida. I don't know.
But they bring them down. We'll bring dogs and cats down. They model with the dogs and the cats, and then the dogs and cats go home, and basically the firefighters take their clothes off for us. And and women.
I will fly to this.
Yes, people so bring all their dollar bills, and all the dollar bills you put in firefighters' pants come to the SPCA.
This is awesome.
Actually, this past weekend, I was at one of the firefighters events that he held for his nonprofit. And he's like, I said, we're doing it again this year. I've decided for sure by August we'll be good.
You guys to come and like strip for them. Like,
he doesn't, he would not want that. He's a CrossFit bodybuilder. I feel like he's happy doing his thing. Yeah. Nobody wants to see all this, but, and it's an absolute blast. We haven't done it since 2019 because of COVID, but we're ready to bring it back.
Yeah.
So there's some talk about doing some other things to kind of make it even better this year. So
I would imagine that it would be a huge fundraiser.
It's a blast. We get on there. I get on stage and, you know, I pretend that I've had a few shots. I actually have had a few shots. And we get up there, we talk about our firefighters and they get up and they dance and, you know, people bring up money and we talk about like, they like slow walks on the beach or like this or whatever. And it's always so much fun.
Do you have a calendar with us?
Well, that's something we're looking at for this year is incorporating that.
I would buy that for 100% sure.
Yeah.
With, oh my God, firefighters and dogs together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And the picture, if you ever go look on our Facebook page, we have albums for each one of the, it's called Been on Fire, for each one of the years we've done it. And just these, we have both male and female firefighters and they're all just, first of all, wonderful human beings.
Yeah.
But just incredibly hot and like holding the puppies and the cats and just look amazing. And then seeing all the women just having a blast. One of our good friends and supporters, she brought her mother, who's probably in her 80s, and watching her dance and smacking one of the firefighters' butts, it was just, it brought me so much life.
Oh, my God. We could end the podcast on that. I was like, okay, cool. Done. And that's what we do. Let's see. Anything else that we need to cover or things like, how can people who aren't necessarily in the area help you? Or you said... before we started recording, there are other SPCAs around the nation as well.
Yes. My biggest advice is wherever you are, find a local shelter near you. Find an organization that really needs help. A lot of them aren't as fortunate as us. We have a great volunteer base. Obviously, we can always use more. We have great donors. We have, you know, a really good place here. But not everybody's as fortunate. So even if the shelter isn't as pretty or if it's, you know, not as great as you would like it to be, still try and get involved and still try and help because they're doing the best they can. And anybody that can be of help to them, they're very appreciative. So even if you're not in Florida, there is somebody near you that could use your help.
Yeah, that's great. Is there anything else you would like to add in or?
I'm good.
No, you're good. Anything else? I know this is short, but that was short, sweet, and completely. I mean, I feel like I want to come back down in August and help you.
Absolutely. We would love to have you.
I would like the behind the scenes ability to photograph whatever.
Yeah. Well, I have some photographer friends that come and do this with us every year. Mm-hmm. And she actually brings a whole team because everybody fights to get on the team to do this. And so we probably have four or five different pros that show up and volunteer their time for this because it's a fun event. So you can 100% join that team.
That's funny. Oh my God. That's awesome. Okay, last but not least, how can people find you? Like through social media or websites?
All right, well, our website is spcabrevard.com. Mm-hmm. We have a Facebook page, SPCA Brevard Adoption Center. Both TikTok and Instagram is at SPCA Brevard. We're pretty easy to find, so.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to come down
here. Yes, thank you for having us and spending this day here.
Oh my God, I had a blast. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks.